Hello.
Hi, this is Deputy Blinkage of Thurston County Sheriff's Office. Trying to speak with a John Smith.
Yes, speaking.
Hi, John. I was contacted by the prosecutor to get a hold of you.
Which prosecutor?
Let me check my email so I get the name right.
Okay. And could I get your email?
So what is this for?
Well, I don't know. You called me. I have no idea.
Well, it's for... Let me pull it up.
If you could tell me which prosecutor, that'd be helpful.
Looks like Heather Stone.
Heather Stone, okay. She's been a prosecutor for quite some time, and she's actually... as prosecutors go, she's pretty competent, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Could I get your first name, Deputy?
Sure, it's Wyatt.
How do I spell that?
W-Y-A-T-T.
W-Y-A-T-T, okay. And if I've got your email, if there's anything I could send you, that would make it easier, so, yeah.
Well, what do you have to send?
I don't know, but... I mean, I will know more when I know why the prosecutor wanted you to call me.
Well, I guess you contacted her about case number 21-3298.
Yes, sir.
And
you mean where Selena Smith would be the defendant? Yeah, that who is my... Selena Smith is my daughter, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm impressed, I think, anyway, that she asked you to call me, because I think she wants you to investigate exculpatory evidence that I have. And this is the first time I've seen any, if that's the case, any competence on the part of the sheriff or the court system, or the prosecutors, or the appointed defense counsel. I mean, they all really suck. But go ahead. Anyway, so did you have any questions for me? And in fact, you know, I'd appreciate it if you just record the phone call while I'm talking to you.
Okay, I don't have a way to record it. So
just a second. Do you have any objections to my recording our phone call?
That's fine. But what evidence do you have? That's the reason for my call.
Oh, I have a ton of evidence. My God.
Okay.
I mean, this is going to take more than 60 seconds, okay? My daughter is facing one felony count in criminal court and five misdemeanor counts, okay? And
okay.
The felony count. Can I get that case number again from you?
Sure. It would be 21.
Just saying. Case
dash.
Oh no! Wait! You're going to wait. Stop! You're going too fast for me. I'm really old and slow. Okay. I mean, I'm 75, okay. So I don't type fast. And yeah, so I have 21 dash. What's the rest? 21-32?
98.
No. Are you sure it's not 21-4?
Nope. It's 21-3298.
Okay. Is this the police number?
Yes.
Okay. Fair enough. 21-3298. Okay. So, my daughter is being prosecuted or charged with, at least, same thing. One count of burglary and five misdemeanor counts. I think three of them would be assault, domestic or domestic violence, assault four, and two would be reckless endangerment. Okay, and the alleged victims would be Catherine Stoker. And then two of my three grandchildren, which would be Anawa Smith-Wells, and my oldest granddaughter, and you know, that is still a minor, would be Hazel Smith. Okay.
Okay.
So, in I do want to get your email because I'm going to send you some things in email, which you could send on to Heather and so forth. Because I don't, what I'm going to tell you, I don't, this is not just me talking. I mean, I've got proof of this, okay?
Okay.
And it's going to have a profound effect if the court does its job and actually searches, pardon my language, for the goddamn truth instead of, you know, just trying to do everything by a script, okay? So,
okay.
So my daughter has been accused of burglary, and she's been accused of violence, and this arose because she had her children seized in a foreign jurisdiction that would be Oregon State, I believe, and I've told her the same thing, and she believes this as well, and with good reason, that they seized the children, her children, my grandchildren, on the May Day weekend, this most recent May, on the 30th, you know, after midnight, okay, and she's not an unfit mom, okay? Right now, she's very distraught and in a crisis, and I'm very afraid for her because she's homeless and living on the streets in Portland. And, you know, being homeless, especially as a woman, she's only got one hand, living on the streets is dangerous. I mean, I think you and I could agree that it's dangerous to be living on the streets. So, any rate, after the children were seized, my daughter was very distraught, but she was continuing to live in Portland and working at that time full-time delivering auto parts up until somebody stole her van, which made that difficult. Okay, so here's the thing. I want to cut to the chase because there's a lot to know. The Stokers hired an attorney, and they were, or at least Hans Stoker thinks, he's incorrect, that the first time that he was contacted by the police was back on the 17th of, let's see, just a second, January, February, March, April, April 17th. So the Thurston County Sheriff's Office went out to the residence where my daughter and her children and her boyfriend, who's the who is the father of my two youngest grandchildren. They you know, he and my daughter weren't married, but he's the father of the two youngest children, and he is also a witness to this. In fact, he's also a perpetrator, but he's, I gotta believe him because he tells me things that are that don't make him look very good, that, you know, are like legally dangerous for him. Okay, so at any rate, here's my point. So my daughter has been sort of, after she lost her hand when she was 19 years old, been living at the largesse, even when she's not at home, was not living, you know, on the Stoker estate. Okay, the Stokers are multimillionaires several times over. That's an important element of what I'm about to tell you. And so she finally just couldn't abide by, you know, the constant disparagement and emotional and verbal abuse, and so and she was calling the police dozens of times, but mostly, I mean, on her boyfriend. So, like, I've got all of these calls, And the police got so tired of coming out there to that residence that they told my daughter, and this is back in 2020, okay, that they weren't even going to come out anymore, okay? Like, they were really getting sick. I mean, it was like every other day, okay? So finally, Selena got into a conflict with her boyfriend, and she decided to file a domestic violence protection order, seeking that against him. And she got that, okay? And that was issued by Rebecca Zinn, who was a court commissioner in the Thurston County Family Court. So that's where a lot of what's been going on is taking place. And there's things going on the civil side. And now in the Superior Court, there's things going on the criminal side, which is why Heather Stone, I think, asked you to call me. So I've got to respect that, okay? Because I have called your office and I won't say repeatedly, but more than once to report certain crimes, and your office wouldn't do anything. They wouldn't take the report. It was, like, very frustrating, okay?
What does this have to do with the incident, the burglary incident with your daughter? What evidence do you have towards that?
First of all, I heard my granddaughter on the phone. Selena patched me, and I called my daughter, and my granddaughter was begging my daughter to come up and see her. Second of all, I know that there were no legal prohibitions from her coming and visiting the children, okay? Third, I know that she lived there as recently as in November of 2020, whereas Mr. Hans Stoker said that she hadn't lived there for years, okay? Also, I know that I guess the hottest things are that Catherine Stoker was directing Selena's boyfriend clandestinely to drug her food and her coffee, and Selena didn't know that she was being drugged. That's a crime, okay? How do I know this? James Wells, that's her boyfriend, admitted it to me. I've got an excerpt from his statement. I mean, I've got it on audio, okay? I mean, and the guy's not going to lie about it. I mean, he was very truthful to me. And, you know, if somebody tells me they murdered somebody, I'm likely to believe them in general, because that doesn't exactly make you look good, okay? So Kathy Stoker... So Selena discovered this. She hid some of the food so that she could have it checked with a lab, but Mr. Wells found it. But when she confronted Mr. Wells about this, he admitted it. And then he went to Kathy, and he, according to him, and I have this, I mean, it's documented, he tells me he went to Kathy and he told her that Selena had caught him, and he told me that he did this because Catherine Stoker, the state's complaining witness, you know, one of their primary, one of their two adult complaining witnesses, says, I'm done with laissez-faire and all this, but she's not telling the court that she'd been victimizing my daughter. Okay, secondly, she... And Hans Stoker were stalking my daughter for months, and I know this because Brecken Scott, this attorney that they hired, issued an illegal subpoena to the security guard who was like impersonating a police officer, or impersonating that he was acting on behalf of the New Jersey Department of Children and Families, which is not true. I mean, I've spent hundreds of hours investigating this case, and I've done that because, unlike you, this is my daughter, and I care what happens to her. Now, she tells me she hates her whole family, and I'm no exception. But be that as it may, I still don't want to see my daughter going to jail for something that she's not guilty of. She came up because of to visit her children, and I also know that the Stokers lied to the police when they said, oh, well, they locked their door. And Mr. James Wells also can say this because he lived right there for over two and a half years, okay? There's always been an open door policy for years. Okay, I'm sorry?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, you cut out right there.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. Maybe there's something wrong with my phone. I was saying that my daughter has always just come and go for decades and left her kids with the Stokers and then come and picked them up and never had to, like, make an appointment, you know, to come and see the kids or anything. So there was an appointment making them temporary guardians, but it did not prohibit my daughter from seeing her children. And I heard my granddaughter Hazel begging her mother to come and see her. She didn't understand why her mother... My granddaughter Hazel is autistic, okay? And she didn't understand why her mother couldn't come and see her, you know, and that she was working in Oregon. And I heard that conversation. And also I have email from their attorney saying, oh, that she could arrange for my daughter to see the kids whenever she wanted, you know. But the most important thing is, secondly, okay, so I think I told you that the Stokers, the Catherine Stoker, I can't say that Hans was involved in this, but Catherine Stoker has always, since I met her, had an affinity for drugs. Okay, right now she's got a lot of money, so she didn't have to get drugs on the black market. All she has to do is go doctor shopping. So if you have millions of dollars, you can get drugs without even getting them on the black market. Okay, but
okay.
So her attitude is that, and James Will admitted this, and they both thought, and by the way, he has dozens of audio tapes of my daughter. Like he sent me like number 55, and I've got a copy of that because he'd been clandestinely recording my daughter in his home. And so he's got all the rest of these stored, he says, on his hard drive. And and there's literally dozens and dozens and dozens of audio in the my daughter's own in home where she was living, where she had every expectation of privacy, okay? And he audio recorded all that, and I explained to him that that was not lawful. You know, he said, well, it's not introducible as evidence. And I said, well, that's not here nor there. I know I had a client that went to jail for recording his own wife in his own home, you know, trying to implicate her. And rather than going after her, the police went after him, and he was sentenced to do time in the county jail for that. So it's not lawful to record even your own spouse without their knowledge in the privacy of their own home. Anyway, but he has that, and I don't have anything except just one of the audio recordings that he sent me. But there's a bunch of others. I do have the audio recordings of all of the conversations that I had with my daughter when she was in the Thurston County Jail, because I knew that all the calls were being recorded anyway, and she knew that. And so I have I have maybe 9 or 10 recordings of the phone calls, and those are important because that's what they would call a statement when you're under duress or immediately after something happens. It's kind of an exclamatory statements, and those have more weight because you haven't had time to calculate what you're going to say for, say, the court or the police's benefit. This is like she's very stressed out, very, very distraught.
Do you know what James Wells is or a phone number I could reach him at?
I do, but I'll give you that at the end here. There's a lot of information I have.
What you're telling me, is that James Wells has told you that Catherine had your daughter poisoned or at least drugged,
right,
for all this time. So it,
and he thought it was he thought it was okay because he said that she wasn't taking her medication, and he told me that his motive for doing it was that she was more pleasant to be around. But James Wells, I mean, I'm not pursuing him criminally because he's not with my daughter anymore, and there's a protection order against him, and he's not to have any contact with my daughter because the domestic violence protection order. So it's not so he's not in a position to hurt my daughter any further, and I have tried to, in a paternalistic way, explain to Mr. Wells that the law doesn't permit him to do some of the things that, you know, he excuses, you know. And I say, like for example, my daughter complained about him forcing himself on her sexually, and I told him that that was not cool, and he said, well, she didn't say no. And I said, just because somebody doesn't say no doesn't make it consensual, okay? And
I get James's information so I can talk to him about what he's saying with Catherine?
Oh, yeah, but can I get your email address, please?
So what are you going to email me?
I'm going to email you some of the audio.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to spam you. I'm not going to bother you, but there's certain things that I have that's how I can get it to you, okay?
Okay, and how many of these do you have? You said one?
Well, I have one, yeah, and it's small enough that your email server would accept it without choking on it, or otherwise I have a box or something where you can get it that way, too. But I have some other information for you as well. The other information I have is that the Stokers got a hold of this security guard, and he used a fake subpoena issued by Brecken Scott, who's an attorney at law, but she issued the subpoena when there was no lawsuit pending or filed, and the subpoena was a violation of CR 45, and she sent this fake subpoena to this guy in New Jersey, and she admits it, and I've got her written admission that she did this, or her office did this, and then that guy used it to invade my daughter's credit card, and that he was getting up to the minute. They were stalking her, and her mother was calling the authorities constantly and asking for a welfare check or trying to get somebody interested in saying that there was some sort of a child endangerment, and they lied also in court. But the harassment came from, they were opening my daughter's mail without her permission, okay, or authorization, and they were going through her papers, and they also they were using her cell phone to track her.
And this is all in New Jersey?
I'm sorry, what?
That was in New Jersey, correct?
It was all across the country. It was. See, I mean, I know you want this to be quick, but this is there's a long buildup of this, and my daughter, I talked to her, and this is part of my testimony that I can testify to directly. Last year, a little after August, I was talking to my daughter on the phone. Now, I know my daughter really, really well, okay? I mean, I was there in the birthing room, and I've always taken interest in her and my grandchildren. And I used to talk to her mother. You know, we're divorced, but still, when it comes to my daughter, I was concerned about her, and I said, there's something wrong with my daughter, okay? And I thought at the time that maybe my daughter was doing drugs or recreational drugs, I said, it sounds like she fried her brain. So my daughter was telling me she didn't feel well, okay? And I thought, well, why don't you feel good, you know? And she said she didn't know, but, you know, and I thought, well, maybe she's sick or got the virus or something, but she just sounded like almost incoherent, like you could, and it was not fun to talk to her. She just was different, and So I thought at the time, and I talked to her mother about it, and I said, I think my daughter has injured herself, that she may be doing some kind of drugs. Well, I didn't know at that time that she was being drugged, and that's why she didn't feel well, and then she discovered that, okay? So that's one. The second point is Brecken Scott admits, and she makes light of all of this, okay? She admits that Catherine Stoker lied to me. I mean, Catherine Stoker lied, you know, all about all of this. So, you know, when I asked her and I said, you know, you've lied to me, okay? You've lied about the part that you played in all of this. And she even hides things from her husband. But here's my point. This man that's the state's, him and his wife, Catherine Stoker, chief complaining witnesses, has told my daughter that he's always hated her. Now, this is a man now that's the guardian of my grandchildren that the court's awarded, and they're seeking permanent guardianship. But, you know, this is a guy that tells my daughter that since she was 8 years old that he's always hated her. And she said, well, I'm just a kid. And he goes, well, what difference does that make? Okay, so they were harassing my daughter, and my daughter was telling me after she left the state in November that she felt following her. And I thought, is my daughter like paranoid? I mean, why would anybody follow her? Okay, so I'm initially,
John, can I get your full name, John, for my—
it's John Smith, that's my full name.
Is there a middle initial?
No, I don't have or use a middle initial.
Okay, and date of birth?
No.
Okay. Well, in order to use anything you've told me, I would need your full name.
If I appear in court to testify, I will answer questions at that time. Right now, I'm just giving you information, and I'll give you the documents that I have. So I have documentation, and you can deal with that. So at this point...
Okay. If you're not going to give me your full name, then I'm not going to give you my email.
Oh, my God. Okay. Look, that's fine, but I'm going to raise this issue with the prosecutor because you're being obstinate unnecessarily.
That's fine. All right. Have a good day, John.
Is that it?